As promised, we're joined right now by somebody who played three seasons with the Rams for his career. 59 receptions, 843 yards, and a couple of touchdowns. He was a third-round pick in 2013 out of West Virginia. Suffered a devastating injury, which we will get into. He participated in Marshall University's Pro Day last month. Stedman Bailey is my guest. Stedman, good morning. It's great to have you on the show. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
It's really good. Good, Stedman. Great to have you. Good to hear your voice. Now, you participated in Marshall University's Pro Day last month. Given all the work that you've done and everything you've been through, how good did it feel to be participating in a Pro Day and showing NFL teams what you can do?
Well, I actually got a chance to participate in two Pro Days. Marshall was the first one, and then I got a chance to do West Virginia, my alma mater, as well. And it actually felt really good, man, just to get a chance to show, you know, all the work that I've been putting in to get back to this point in front of, you know, NFL scouts. And I did extremely well at both Pro Days, and, you know, I'm pretty sure that every team should, you know, be able to look at me and say, wow, you know, he still has it.
Yeah, so when you look at the numbers, you ran a 4.3 40 at one of those Pro Days. Your hands look good, if not better than ever. So how pleased were you with your performance, and how did it feel to be back out there?
I was very pleased with my performance, man, just, you know, considering what I've been through over these past 2 years. But I did extremely well. I'm running faster than I was before the tragic incident, and, you know, that says a lot itself. But, it felt great, man. I'm a football player. I still have so much love for the game, and, you know, just to have another opportunity to be able to showcase what I bring to the table meant a lot to me.
Stedman Bailey joining us. You know, you mentioned the tragic incident. Stedman, I understand that this is a really, really difficult conversation to have. So respectfully, I think to fully appreciate what it means for you even to be on the field again, to be in position to play in the NFL again, we really need to go back to November 24th, 2015. You went out to dinner with your cousin's children, and a friend. The plan was that you were going to drive up from Miami Gardens to Atlanta for Thanksgiving the next day. What was the plan for that night?
Well, that night in particular, just the easy night, wanting to, you know, grab some dinner with a cousin of mine, his kids, and one of my best friends. You know, just a regular day in the life of Stedman Bailey. You know, nothing out of the ordinary until the incident occurred when, you know, a car pulled up and sprayed a barrage of bullets, and I was hit twice by, like, almost 30 shots were fired or so.
So, Stedman, what happened was your friend was changing for dinner, so you and your cousin and his kids were waiting in that SUV outside, and then, as you point out, somebody pulls up and opens fire. Your cousin's son saw your wounds and screamed out, "Stead's dead, Stead's dead." Your cousin, who had been hit multiple times, somehow managed to get out of the SUV, approached you, punched you in the chest, and then woke you up. And he said, "You were shot in the head. Don't move. We're going to get you to the hospital." And the call dropped. All right, so Stedman Bailey is my guest. And as I mentioned, this is a really difficult conversation to have. I'm going to try and reestablish a connection with that phone call. But for those of you who know that story, he was shot, and he played 3 years for the Rams, and he's made it all the way back. He participated in those two Pro Days, one at Marshall, one at West Virginia, and is in a position to make a return to the NFL. And now I got him back. Yeah, Sted, sorry about that. I lost you for a moment. But do you remember, I was laying out and you talked about what happened when that car pulled up next to you and somebody opened fire. Do you remember what happened after that?
Yes, I do. I remember everything, man. As crazy as it sounds, you know, you would think about the injuries of being shot twice and think, you know, yeah, he should be dead. You would probably think the same about, you know, my cousin who suffered 11 gunshot wounds. But by the grace of God, we were both coherent, you know, throughout the whole time. My cousin Antoine was able to take control of everything that was going on with pretty much leading my friend Terrence to drive us to the nearest hospital. He was able to talk to his kids, you know, to keep them calm and as much as he could. I mean, they were really in panic mode, but we both, you know, knew at the time, you know, we had just suffered something very horrific, but at the same time, you know, we were still able to look around and, like I say, be coherent and, you know, make our way to the hospital without dying, I guess.
Stedman Bailey, my guest. Stedman, what's amazing is, the whole thing is absolutely unbelievable to me. It's unfathomable. But the fact is, one bullet struck you near the right temple. It went through your head. It exited above your eyebrow. There was bone. There was blood. There was cartilage all over. Stedman, your cousin said, quote, "Listen, I saw a hole in his head. I could look through his head. It was like something that wasn't real. It was like Hollywood." I mean, I want to be as respectful as I can. You should be dead right now. A centimeter in any different direction, you and I are not having this conversation. How do you explain you surviving something like that?
Well, I'm a big believer in God. And, you know, for me to go through something like that and, for one, you know, not even feel any pain, it just, you know, truly lets me know that he had to be, you know, somewhere there with me and my cousin that night. I don't really know no other way to explain it. You know, I know that I myself, you know, I take great care of my body, and I'm sure my body has been through many different forms of trauma with the kind of working out I do. So I remember the doctors telling me that that was a big part of me, you know, being able to survive everything, you know. My body was going through trauma, but it felt that before. So it was able to respond in a way where I was still functioning very well.
Stedman Bailey, my guest. That's the thing. I mean, because you had worked so hard to get to that point, it must have helped you in that situation. But one doctor did describe what happened to your skull. He said it would be like if you dropped an egg on the sidewalk. That doctor said you might not walk again. You might have trouble speaking again. When you first heard things like that from the doctor, what was your reaction?
Very tough. Very tough to hear. Here I am, 25 years old, and, you know, sometimes life just really throws some crazy things at you. And I've been through tons of adversity throughout my whole life. So I didn't really let it get to me. You know, I heard the reports, and the way my brain was functioning, I just told myself, like, that just can't be true, you know. Devastating news, of course, you know, for them to say, oh, you may not be able to talk, you may not be able to walk. I'm 25 years old. Well, at the time, I was 25, so that would be pretty hard to deal with if that was the case. But I just, you know, I'm a person that I don't really take negativity and, you know, just put that in the forefront of my mind. I try to live a positive life and, you know, tell myself that I can do what people think I can't. And those were just the very first two obstacles that I knew I would get past, which was talking first and then walking. You know, it's just as simple as right foot, left foot, right foot, left foot. And that's all I thought about when the doctor said that, like, I can't walk. I'm telling myself in my mind, it's easy. Right foot, left foot, right foot, left foot. But, you know, I understand the doctors in most cases know exactly what they're talking about. They're experts at what they do. But at the same time, you know, I just, like, nah, that's not going to be the case with me, you know. And I set that out in my mind to prove those people wrong. And the doctors have yet to be right about the report of what should have happened.
Stedman Bailey, my guest. They said to you, you may not walk again. You went from not walking to jogging to running. And then 5 months after the incident, you were back on the field running routes. But you didn't stop there. You've been working out like crazy to continue to get into shape, to work your way back into an NFL team. Why was it so important to you to play football again?
Just realizing, you know, as far as when I think about what all it has taken for me to even make it to the NFL, a lot of hard work, a lot of dedication, a lot of long days of training, and, you know, extremely blessed and talented to play. So just the few signs of me being able to walk within like a week or two, and then jogging before I actually exit the hospital, those were little signs to me to say, you know what, Seth, you probably can really do the unthinkable. You know, the doctor said you wasn't going to be able to talk. That wasn't true. They said you wouldn't be able to walk. That wasn't true. So why not keep going? And as far as the big picture, I said to myself, everything in life is a process. So I knew it would be quite a while for me to get back to the physical shape that I was in prior to the incident. But I didn't let that get me down or anything. I just said, you know, I take it one day at a time, just like I've been living my life, and, you know, just continue to press forward. And like I say, those little signs just let me know that, you know, I feel like I really have a divine purpose on earth, and that's to play ball again.
Stedman Bailey joining me for a few more moments. So when you get that opportunity to play ball again, have you thought about what you might say to your teammates before a game, what a message to them might sound like?
Not necessarily. I feel like, you know, with any team that I would have the opportunity to join, everybody knows my story, and I'm sure it's inspiring to millions of people. And that's another goal of mine, you know, not just to get back on the field, but, you know, to inspire many people, because I understand that life is tough and many different circumstances for everybody. But, I mean, that doesn't determine what you as a person can do. You know, adversity is going to knock on everybody's door, and I feel that, you know, you can really show your character by how you respond to it. And, you know, I've been determined to just show the world that there's nothing that can stop me.
A final thought then. I mean, you're right. That league, everybody in that league knows your story, knows what happened to you. So what kind of a player in person would an NFL team be getting if they bring in Stedman Bailey?
Well, they'll be getting a guy that presents a lot of positive energy. I have a very vibrant spirit that, you know, I just like to be positive with everything that I'm doing, whether it's lifting a teammate up, you know, trying to help them with personal issues that they may be going through in their personal life. But I believe, you know, I bring wisdom, life experience, a committed effort to, you know, be the best version of myself on the football field. And I'm just an all-around team player. You know, even if it was something like playing special teams or being a reserve receiver, I would, you know, be the best that I could be, which a reserve, I don't really see that being the case. I know what I bring to the table, so, I say that with confidence that whatever team was to sign me, I would be knocking on the door of the starter, that I'm back.
Yeah, it, just to be where you are right now, to me, is just absolutely amazing. But the fact that you are participating, competing, had a couple of great pro days, and looking to get back just takes that thing to a whole nother level completely. Stedman Bailey, our guest. Stedman, I know that's not an easy conversation to have. I really appreciate you, and I appreciate you sharing that message and that story in the conversation. Really, really good to have you on the show. And I'll look forward to seeing you in the NFL once again, and look forward to talking to you about it again.
Yes, sir. You'll see it soon.
Good, man. I know. I believe it. I definitely believe it. Stedman Bailey. I do believe that. An incredible story. Stedman, thanks so much. Have a great day. Shot in the head in November of 2015 and told by doctors, you might not walk again, you might not talk again. And just completed two pro days and looks great.